counting the votes in a number of states. I'm Joe Giro, Fox News. Republicans are 7 seats away from reaching the 218 majority in the House, but there are about 24 outstanding races across the country, most of them in California. In Arizona, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates says vote counting continues there.
We continue to process through the ballots and tabulate the ballots and report new numbers, and we're going to continue to do that in a way that is moving along very efficiently.
Republicans have been critical of Arizona's vote counting, including Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, who remains neck and neck with her Democratic opponent Katie Hobbs, with 83% of votes counted. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly declared victory over Republican opponent Blake Masters, who says he won't concede until a winner is officially announced. In Nevada, they're tabulating the final 22,000 ballots, which will likely decide the outcome of the Senate race between Republican Adam Laxalt and Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Clark County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria says there will be no voter fraud within that state.
We're taking ballots in that we're required to take in according to the law. There's no way that we could find ballots. They're brought here by the United States Postal Service. As long as it's postmarked,
the ballots need to have been postmarked by Election Day to be valid. Spectators at the Wings Over Dallas World War II air show were stunned as they watched a Bell P-63 fighter plane collide in midair with a Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress, both plummeting to the ground in flames.
Right there, that's a whole plane crash.
Oh my God.
Bro, that black plane right there crashed.
The FAA says it's still not clear how many people were on board the planes. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The Philadelphia District Attorney is being blamed by some for high crime in the city. Fox's Lauren Green explains.
Temple University students robbed at gunpoint during an early morning home invasion. It's part of the surge in crime under Philadelphia's progressive DA.
You're all terrified and they don't care, you know.
These students living in an off-campus property were awakened by 2 masked gunmen who forced them into the basement and made off with debit and credit cards, cell phones, and keys to a car, which they used to flee the scene.
The sad part about it is, like, when he came in my room in the morning, like, I wasn't that shocked. Like, it was almost like you prepare yourself for this before it even happens, because that's what's been happening around here.
The brazen crime happened just 2 days after Philly District Attorney Larry Krasner announced a new round of gun violence prevention grants to various communities.
Pennsylvania Republicans recently filed articles of impeachment against D.A. Krasner. A disgraced former CEO is facing sentencing next week.
Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes is casting herself as a scapegoat who overcame an abusive relationship to become a loving mother. After starting the company as a 19-year-old, Holmes raised nearly $1 billion from investors, swayed by what turned out to be bogus promises. She'll be sentenced next Friday. Her lawyers claim prison is unnecessary, saying she had no prior criminal history, is not a danger to the public, and has already been stigmatized by intense media coverage. They argue if she does go to prison, it should be for no more than 18 months, a fraction of the 20-year maximum. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro Rail will begin service to Dulles International Airport next week, the first mass transit to the airport. 6 stations will connect the airport to Loudoun County's outer suburbs. Construction began on the Silver Line in 2014. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.